This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Bound to Looney, to Buddy Hield. He's got 3 seconds. He's got two from half court. Pulls up for a three. It's good! Buddy Hield knocks one in from midcourt at the buzzer.
Buddy gets paid a lot of money to play at a high level. Buddy was Buddy tonight. Good for you, Buddy.
This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Steiny.
Hey, Jimmy, settle down. Tell you what, Buddy Hield has every right to absolutely rip Jimmy Butler. So let me get this straight.
Talk to me. I'm with you.
Buddy Hield's got a breakaway layup, and Butler takes those two freebies away from him by slowing up
But letting Van Vliet
run up his back.
It was a take foul, though, so Jimmy got him an extra point. They called that a take foul, Steiny.
Well,
but I hear you.
He took 2 points off the board from Buddy, who was killing it.
Buddy freaking Hield. And you asked the listeners about Friday. I'll tell you, rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. You and I both avoided. I know you're scared of Willard, and I saw him Friday before the start of the game. Steiny, they lost in the game that we did the whole bit with doo-doo, 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 doo-doo. So we were going to catch hell had they lost yesterday, but we're good. We're good, baby.
You know how much thought I gave to that? After Friday at 2:12? Yeah, that's
well,
right.
Well, you can do that, but when he walked in today at 2:11, you know,
hey,
1:48.
You know what? If they would have lost and you wanted to blame their poor play on a song, go ahead. That means you're out of answers.
I got tweeted. I was like, oh, boy, y'all reminded me.
Let's go to I'm sorry, Duck Sauce. Duck Sauce has been hanging in there. There he is. What's up, Duck Sauce? How you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny Goo.
Hey, guys. What's up, man?
I'm hoping to get that invite to the Steiny residence one of these days. I'm taking notes from Ev. I'll have my offering ready.
All right. Noted. Absolutely noted, Duck. You're one of my favorites, so you'll be high on that list.
All right. I can live with that hope. Hey, couple things, man. Aside from, you know, Hill being amazing last night, I thought, you know, one thing that Kerr and his staff missed on this series is I think the leash was too short on Loon to see if he could play in this series, because when he got a little bit of burn last night, it was only 11 minutes, but I thought they were good minutes. And, you know, I thought his ability to rebound and help gang rebound was big. I think, you know, against the big lineups, I think he definitely could have played a little more in this series. So shout out Kevon Looney for, you know, always being ready. And, you know, I got to laugh too, man, hearing this double big, you know, quote or saying that they have these days. Like, back in the 90s, we just called that a center and a power forward, to be honest with you.
Nah, that's good.
Anyway, another thing I thought was big, and particularly in the second half, was, you know, Steph's ability to get to the rim. in particular, when they would try to blitz him with Adams, it was huge, because it was almost like Steph would run to the sideline and he was able to beat the blitz. And when it was Adams, it was over, because there was no more, the rim protection was gone. And to me, you know, that was huge, because he beat that blitz multiple times and got to the rim. And I thought that was big as well. So anyways, man, that's all I got. You know, we live to fight another day. It's
going
to
be a
tough series, but I'm excited for it. And thank you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Duck Sauce. Appreciate the call.
Did you hear this morning? They said Curry ran about 2 miles in that game yesterday.
Is that all? He usually runs 2.3.
Yeah, 2 miles, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Slacker. No, it's funny how on game six, Curry comes off a pick and roll and it feels like he's getting swallowed up. And game seven, he comes off a pick and roll and it looks like he's got space.
Man.
It's really that simple. Or it looked that simple. I'm sure it wasn't that simple. But no, I agree with Duck Sauce. Curry, I'm hard pressed to think of when Curry was really pressured at any point. So it tells me gave up the ball at the right time,
kept it at the right time. Exactly.
And really just, I thought, did a great job, Steph Curry, that is, of staying within himself. And, you know, 16 shots. Of course, we'd like him to take more, but he's knocking down eight. He's making 4 of 10 from three. So he's still very efficient.
Only got to the line twice.
Yeah.
The refs weren't calling a lot.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were letting him play. I was all for it.
Let's go to Caleb in Livermore. What's up, Caleb? How you doing, man?
What up, my guy?
Oh, hey.
What's happening?
Hey.
Hey, I got to get to a few points. I'm going to talk about Draymond, but Goo, man, your performance on social media yesterday was hilarious, dog.
Oh, boy.
What did I do?
I don't know.
He'll tell us.
Like your Twitter/X page, man. You're posting, what was it? It was like one to go, three quarters to go. I thought you were the Warriors official fan page, man.
Hey, don't let Stoney hear that. I was having some fun, baby.
Dude, that was hilarious. And Stoney, my guy.
Yeah.
I'm not letting you off the hook, buddy.
For what?
You know, at 95.7 today, look, you can be a fan of any team you want, but the mask you're putting on for the Warriors is just an all-time performance.
Thank you. We know
you're going for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Caleb,
yeah,
Early.
Yes, absolutely. We know you're going for the Minnesota Timberwolves because, you know, you love Chris Finch. You think he's, better than Red Auerbach and Phil Jackson combined. Look, it's going to be a tough series, though. I mean, Minnesota is the real deal. Anthony Edwards is that guy's different. But going off yesterday in that Warriors-Rockets game, I think the person that should get the most flowers, in my opinion, is Draymond Green.
Mm.
That guy yesterday, in large parts of that game, I felt like he was the best player on the floor. He impacted the game in so many ways. Obviously, with his defense on and off the ball, his rebounding, his playmaking. And he was aggressive as well early on in the game, hitting a few shots. If the Warriors get that Draymond in the next series against Minnesota, the Warriors should be in good shape. But this Timberwolves-Warriors series can go 6 or 7. But, Steiny,
yeah.
please just show your true colors as a Timberwolves fan. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
Caleb. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You don't tell me to show anything. I'll show what I want, when I want, to whom I want.
My man.
That's a fact. And
I got something
for
you.
It's all about basketball.
Yeah.
The other stuff, peripheral.
Yeah.
What?
Don't take it out. You just had it
like we said. What do you want?
You took it out on me. That's what I don't like.
By the way, before you start.
Okay.
Friday night.
Oh, I was
bored. Something surreal happened, and it's so indicative. Now, I shouldn't say it.
You got to.
It's so interesting.
Well, forget what I was going to say.
Ahead.
Say that.
Okay.
Friday night. Wow.
Friday night.
It was a bad night.
Bad night for the Warrior fans, too.
Yeah, it was a
really bad
night
for Warrior fans at the arena.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh?
Get this. If a Warrior fan could explain this, I'd be blown away.
All right.
So I'm watching the game, and it's the third quarter, And I got Fitzy and Kalena on.
Okay.
And Moses Moody makes a play on defense. And they go to the replay. And Bob Fitzgerald, he says, yes, that's a foul. That's a foul. Moody came across his shoulder. All the while, the Chase crowd is chanting, ref, you suck. You're chanting, ref, you suck,
yeah,
on a play that Fitzy said, that's a foul. That's a foul. Yikes.
But I thought you painted the picture like something else happened. But, yeah.
Well, who was right? Who was right there? How do you explain that?
What did the NBA call? They said no.
They called the foul.
Then that's what it is.
But what about the fans who were saying the ref sucked?
Well, that's nervous energy. I told you that.
Come on now.
Hey, what about the play yesterday where the ball looked like it went out on Butler? The Warriors Houston challenge, mm-hmm, and it ended up being a Rocket foul. Not only did you lose possession, but it's a foul on you. I'm like, that's the booby prize. Like, come on, man. You're telling me we thought we were getting the ball, but we just told on ourselves and now we got a foul. Stoddy, that's when it's not your night to be, man.
Let's go to Gene in Oakland.
My main man.
What's up, Gene?
Hey, fellas. So I'm probably as pleasantly surprised, if not shocked, by yesterday's game as anybody. I guess I really didn't give enough credit to the championship DNA of the team, including the coach. So, but moving forward, I mean, we still have the same big problem of age and endurance. So anyways, I was meeting with my friend, Dr. Michael Smith, on the weekends, as we usually do, to solve all the world's problems. And I brought this to his attention. He came up with a solution. Here it is. Each of the team members will be put in a medical coma using continuous intravenous medication to keep them immobile. They'll be supported with intravenous fluids, foods, vitamins, and minerals. They will be in near zero stress. Then they will emerge from this after 48 hours, it's probably more like 36 hours, and all will be completely renewed as if they were 25 years old. What do you think?
I'm in. Where do I sign up?
Hey, all right. Well, all right, Gene, you put it out there. I will say this. You know what that reminded me of? The cave rescue in Thailand.
What year
back. Maybe 5 years back, something like that. Yeah. 12 boys in Thailand. I think they were part of a soccer team. They were done with practice. They were all on their bikes, and they started checking out these caves near the water.
Uh-huh.
And high tide came, and they got stuck like a mile back into the cave.
Oh, my goodness.
And they couldn't go anywhere. And nobody, like, it took them so long to find them. And they found them, and they realized they still couldn't. It was going to be hard to get them out,
okay?
Because some of them couldn't swim, and they were forced to sedate some of the children, and then put them in a little very small canoe that then they could get through. And so when Gene was talking about that kind of stuff, that's where my mind went. Yeah. I can't explain why. It's just that's where it went.
I was like, man, I'll say this.
Yeah.
Evan's back. Do you have a problem with me? And I mean what I'm about to say, because Caleb got me thinking about it. And thanks for the call, our guy, Gene. That was the best playoff performance from Draymond Green since Game 7 in 2016. And the reason I'm going there is the words that he shared with us all that went into what he deemed a subpar, unacceptable, embarrassing performance in Game 6 at home. And Stani, the Warriors in those black uniforms, he felt like Wolverine. When he was chopping down, knocking the ball out. And I'm looking at his turnovers, and it doesn't even do him justice in regard to what he was doing to the Rockets. I'm going to just say, to me, the naked eyes, I felt like that was his best performance all around. And oh, by the way, you know, when everything wasn't going all great offensively early, even though they got off to an 8-10-2 lead, he hit a couple threes. But defensively and physically, I feel like that's his best performance. So if I run into him in the street or his restaurant because I'm trying to go, I'm going to let him know, man. That meant a lot.
Evan, what do you think of this? When Guru says that, you know, I'd have to go back and look because they've played 198 games since then in the playoffs. But when you say it's his greatest game in the playoffs since game 7 of 16, you know what I'm going to start calling that? Pom-pom. Prisoner of the moment. Prisoner of the moment.
Hey, I'm going to give you a 4.
I mean, considering the situation, it's probably one of the best playoff games he's played, but like, I remember him, like, he single-handedly wrecked Portland in the conference finals. He had a couple of really good games against Houston in 2018. Like, those were better teams, so you could argue that his performance in this game was more impactful than some of those, but...
Go ahead, Evan. I don't want to cut you off because I want to hear your response to this.
Draymond's had some pretty damn good playoff games since 2016.
Do you think I'm caught up in...
Yes.
He was so awful game 6 that I'm going there.
Well, and game 5.
Well,
how about the series?
Well,
he was not having a good series.
No, that was going to be. I was listening to Evan and devoted to caller Saturday. I was like, if this thing ends in without that performance from Dre, but Stani, that's why he had the mic Saturday night in the team meeting.
Oh, God.
He hate that. I love it. Evan, I love it.
Well, remember in 2023, Draymond wanted to speak.
They're like, no.
Curry pulled the mic from him.
Well, that's after he hit pool. So. It was like, I got this. But Dre was special, that's all.
Does he finally have his voice back?
We'll see. Big D. Big D's in the hospital. No, he's out of the hospital. What's up, Big D?
Oh, not much. Glad to hear you guys. Just getting some lunch.
Nice. There you go.
Out here in Pleasant Hill.
Oh, nice.
I've been off work for a while, but you know what? Warriors got me through it. I'm better now. And last night was, man, hey. Got the new name for Buddy Hield. It's Splash Buddy. You know that.
Uh-oh.
He's not Bunny Hield. He's not Bunny Hield anymore. He's Buddy Hield, Splash Buddy. He did good, real good. Draymond, all of them did. And if the Timberwolves don't play them tight like the Houston Rockets will, we're going to get that. Give us an inch. We'll take it.
Yeah. I mean,
glad you're feeling better,
appreciate
too.
The call.
Yeah.
Buddy was terrific.
No doubt. And it's so funny, you know, you threw it out there and I just can't run from it. Stani, it's just the euphoria I'm feeling of, I'm being honest, Stani, I thought it was over. I had written down the Jimmy effect.
And now they can win it all
again.
No,
hold on. Let me get it all out. I'm telling on myself. How do you not know your starting lineup? How did I buy this when you got a rotating starting lineup and that stuff matters? And lo and behold, they bounced back and kicked the Rockets' ass, and now it's on the mini.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's on the mini.
I mean,
Friday was bad.
I have to own up to something.
Like just that's, one thing?
Just this. It's like, I think what you were just saying there, it hit home with me. And that's one of and you're not the only one, and certainly this doesn't describe the entire Warriors fan base, but the way you just described what you described, it's really self-indicting. Like, how many times do you have to see the Warriors get to the well, go to the well, push to the brink?
Yeah.
And they come through.
Yeah, but
like,
even,
that's, I got to tell you, that's the part about certain Warrior fans that is infuriating.
All right, okay.
And I think essentially you're the one who,
stop,
who signifies a Warrior fan.
If you ever gave a coupon or a pass for what we saw Friday.
So what?
After the game five.
One game.
It was two
one
games.
Game.
It was two
one
games.
Game.
It was game five. They lost by 100.
Act like you watched the series.
It was
like,
two games. Don't sit up here and front in your nice polo shirt
like
you knew it was all going to be
good. Sir.
You don't get
Stop
that.
Quitting.
This thing was dead.
Quitter.
I was in the building.
Quitter.
No, we were nervous. Own it. You knew it was bad. That's why you sent me the text. You've never sent me a text.
I said,
pre-game.
How you feeling? So?
Yeah, because you knew it was hinging. Stop it.
You know I'm right.
No, Evan, don't let this
You know I'm right.
You,
Steiny,
yes,
I thought after Friday
please,
they were
please.
Done. They had no chance. How, Guru, why would you think that? They're four-time champions. They've never lost a game seven. Well, they're done. I mean, like,
yeah,
that's...
I didn't respond, they're done. What did I respond?
I'm just saying.
Curry's not
don't make me drop
him.
Dime on you, Steiny.
Yeah,
about what?
Oh,
all right.
Tell it, Evan.
So, when I came
Call
over
like
yesterday, we were talking about how you felt before the game. And both of us were, yeah, you know, it's game seven, anything can happen, blah, blah, blah. But right before the game,
okay.
I distinctly remember you saying, I don't know what it is. I kind of think Rockets are going to win this game.
And I also said an hour before that, boy, I kind of feel like the Warriors are going to win this game.
But that's the point, is you acting right now like
that's
we should just
all.
Expect them to go take this.
No, what I'm acting like is you guys, Guru did his usual thing of we're going to win the title, now we're going to lose and we stink in the first round, now we're done for sure, and Steiny, it's over. They want to get like it'd be one thing if you're
but
a Timberwolves fan or you're a Knicks fan.
Evan told
but you're Warriors
you.
Fans.
Don't act
you're
like
Warriors
what
fans.
We saw these last two games up until yesterday was not valid.
It was
it's okay
valid.
To admit fear and trepidation, but the fact is, you text me and my
the
response
is,
was,
you're,
Curry's
you're
not
watching
going
your
to let him lose.
The fact is, you act like you're always watching your first seven game playoff series when you watch one. Yeah,
that,
I said
no,
it.
Stop.
I said it.
Curry's not always been 37, and Trey ain't always been 35.
There can be a first time for everything.
That's all.
There
Warriors
can be.
Might have blown a 3-1 lead yesterday.
Okay.
That was on the line, too.
Yeah.
And then to my friends, real quick, Donnie, my boy June, you're a flip-flopper. You said that you're going to win. Okay. I'm watching the games. I don't play. I'm just being real. Things change.
Your track record speaks for itself.
My answer to you vindicates what you're trying to put at my doorstep.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
When you said, Goo, how you feeling before tip?
Yeah.
My response was?
I cannot remember what it was right before
tip. Well, let me help you
tip.
Out. It was Curry's not going to let them lose.
Okay.
And up
that
until,
don't mean I can't be nervous. Up until that point, it was, we're done. We're done.
Sonny, you didn't
and
talk
you,
to me
and
after
then you
Friday.
You just admitted after Friday you thought it was over.
Yeah.
Okay. I think a lot of people did, though.
Right. And
people couldn't fathom them changing things.
Why?
Because of how it looked.
We're not talking about any team. We're talking about the Warriors.
Yeah, but you, yeah.
But
I get
we're talking
you're
about a team that you
like,
described as old and ancient and paleozoic, and they got nothing.
That's right.
And the last eight quarters were horrible.
I'm talking about one game. They have one game. One game, and people lost faith. In those guys.
Well, you said to Evan, you thought they, but the Rockets might win. And now you're up here preaching like.
And you know what?
Hey.
I wasn't wrong. They might win. They might not.
And that's all I do every day.
No, but afterwards, you gave up on them.
Steiny, stop.
You did. You do it all the time.
Look
but it's
at
okay.
my Twitter.
It's who you are,
yeah.
and I've got to come to terms with
Steiny,
it.
Steiny, stop, man. Stop
but
it.
I
you
think,
try to think.
I think it's completely disrespectful
look at
of
Twitter
what those guys have done.
Evan. Get your uncle, man.
I
you
feel
know
like
I'm
it's
right.
completely understandable when you've watched fans for the last 25 years.
It's okay to be nervous and to worry. It's not okay to say, the series is over. We got no chance
on
Sunday.
And nobody did that.
You did.
He wasn't saying that.
I tweeted you.
He said he was done after Friday. They were done.
Oh, no. Mentally on the drive home. And then I slept on it. Watch the game again.
Yeah. No, all right.
Like, you know what? Houston ain't going to really do it.
Can I just say this?
If you were feeling confident after game six, I don't know what you were smoking during that game.
There's no momentum.
This is a stick. I firmly believe there's no momentum in a series. No,
I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying, like, every single fan that called in after that game that talked to you on Saturday morning, nobody was feeling like, oh, yeah, it'll just be fine.
There can be an in-between. There can be a, we're fine. And the other one is, we have no chance. To the reality is, yeah, we can win a game
seven.
There's
no crime in any way.
It's going to be tough.
There's no crime regardless of where you fall.
Yes, it is.
But you can't tell me where I was at.
There's no crime.
I'm sharing with you after driving home, being in that building, how despondent I was.
No.
Yeah, my proof is your answer.
You can.
I texted you yesterday.
You can fan any way you want.
Yes.
I'm just telling you, it's so lame and weak. When you say you're going to lose the next game because, oh, we're done. It's like, come on. What kind of fan's that? Steph Curry deserves better. And so does Draymond. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like you're lying right
now. They deserve to be given the benefit of the doubt.
And you don't think you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are one of a kind.
Because I got you down.
Now, my Twitter timeline backs me up.
Goo.
Positive Pete.
Yeah.
And I text you back. You thought you had me. Now I know what you were doing. You wanted me to say, I think we're done. And I didn't do it.
If the Warriors win game one, let me just help you. If the Warriors beat the Wolves game one,
the
series is not over. And if the Wolves, Wolves beat the Warriors, the series is not over.
I know it's coming. Please.
888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
And that's what life's about.